Swindon's first defeat in 12 games as the Pilgrims extend their unbeaten run to 5. Paul Sturrock would have called it a typical blood and guts type of match. Two sides looking for all 3 points for promotion ambitions, but the competitive nature ensured it was never to be the prettiest game in the world. Early nerves were settled, though, for home fans on 11 minutes. Hesitant defending allowed Marin O'Keefe the half-second he needed to turn and give Argyle a lead. Ironically, his first goal since that at Swindon in December. David Norris was denied by the visiting keeper's legs before the break, and Sam Parkin should have scored, but credit a quick reaction from Luke McCormick. The game turned further in Argyle's favour on 75 minutes. Nathan Lowndes on as a substitute, and St Clair. Across came last defender, Bristolian and former Torquay United man Andy Gurney. A crude challenge, a straight red card, cue altercations with the officials. The attack came to nothing, but 8 minutes later, a strange goal by the quick-witted Mickey Evans. Chasing a through ball, defender Matt Hewlett decided to back pass. Rhys Evans, curiously in the Swindon goal, decided to pick it up. Indirect free kick. As Swindon's Evans picked himself up, Argyle's Evans took the kick, purposefully against, via the keeper's body, and into the goal. Tommy Mooney scored a late consolation. It was all too little, too late, and all that after Luke McCormick had repelled his first brave header. So Plymouth Argyle maintained status quo at the top of the division, with Bristol City winning last night and Queen's Park Rangers winning handsomely this afternoon. For Swindon Town, Andy King, their manager, said a win at Plymouth today would still keep championship hopes alive, but a defeat, he said pre-match, wouldn't keep them out of the promotion hunt. They are a strong side. They'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. 1,800 Swindon fans in the total attendance of 16,080. Plymouth Argyle 2, Swindon Town 1.